that he's poor, but meaning we have to keep, excuse me, we have to keep him alive. So therefore, we can't take away everything. We have to make sure the person can still live. So therefore, he needs, if whatever tools he needs to live with, we have to let him have his tools and the food for 30 days and the clothing for a year. But more than that, we take away, we make him pay up his price. And just again, the pshat from the last part of the Mishnah again, that it says, HaMakdash es nechosav, ma'alim es tefilov, means that your makdash or your nechosim, see, your tefillin is included, and your tefillin also becomes hegdish. So the pshat is what it means to say, ma'alim es tefillin means, we value how much your tefillin is worth, and the money of it you have to give to hegdish. Like you have a right to keep your tefillin, but the money of it you have to give to hegdish. You're really holding up Chav Dalid. We just do the last Mishnah, do the Mishnah over again. The last Mishnah was, again, Apple P. Shomru Chai the Erechim Mashkin and Isai. Even though a person's Chayav to give an Erechim, and he doesn't pay up, he takes his time, we take away Mashkin, we take away what he owns. But still, Naisalai Mazan Shleshim Yom, we let him stay with food for 30 days. Oksushne Maschadish, he has clothing for 12 months, for a year. Mita mutsas, we let him have his bed made, or sandal of his shoes, or tefillin, who then we let him have his tefillin. That we don't take away from him. Loi, what belongs to him, avaloi lishta labanav, we don't leave over his wife's things or his kids. That we don't leave over. If they belong to him, we take it away from him. That he has no schus to keep. So we don't leave over what he needs to mafanis his wife or his children. That we don't leave over for him. We don't leave over food for them either. Yeah. Let's say this person was a craftsman. So we leave over two kelim, two of his kelim he needs. We call min v'min. Let's say he's a carpenter. So we leave over two axes and two swords. Let's say he was an ichur, a farmer. So we let him have the tzemet bokar, Rashi says. That's the yoke that goes over the animals. Rashi says, "Hein kliyum nasai." As according to Rabbi Lezer, this is also called the kliyum nasai. In Mashmah Gemara, that's a machlokes, but this is also considered or not. But Rabbi Lezer, this is also called the kelim of his umness, of his craftsmen, so he needs the yoke. Chamor, if a man's livelihood was used to rent out his donkey or work with carry things with his donkey, is nice like chamor, we let him leave over his donkey. Hoyloi min echad ruv, let's say he had a lot of axes. Umenechad muti, only had one sword. So einayim, we don't say limcher some ruba, let him sell one of the axes for likach min amut, that she should have at least two swords. That we don't say al noisloi shnei mina min amruba, we let him leave over two axes. But v'chol sheish to min amut, he only had one sword until now. He still only keeps one sword. The makdish nechos, so someone is makdish all his property. So locher is malim loy tefillin, that the tefillin was also chal hegdishon. Rashi says, Tfilin bechlal mechosav. And really, Hegdish is chal upon the Tfilin. Just Ma'alma, Rashi says, means a poidois. And we tell the person, go like buy your Tfilin off Hegdish. Go and be poided back your Tfilin from Hegdish. In other words, says, my time, what's the reason why we leave over for him the food or his clothing? The Yamakrat Apostle says, Imochu miyekachov. He becomes poor from his erchin. So we darshin hachiyeyu miyekachov. We have to still keep him alive, hachiyeyu. Therefore, we can't take away his last food and his last clothing. We don't leave over food or clothing for his children. By time, what's the reason? It says, "Who meyerkecha?" Only for him do we leave over money, to, not to take it for the erchin. But ishtoyabonav ma'arichin. It says, "Who meyerkecha?" For loy ishtoyabonav meyerkecha. We don't leave over food for his wife or for his kids from his chiyav erchin. Rashi says, "Who it says?" He should be able to be alive. But from his children and his wives, that we don't leave over money from the Erchin. If he was mechayev himself to give money, we take it away, even though it means he's not going to have money left to feed his mishpacha. If he was a farmer, used to plow, so he would let him have over the yoke for the animal. For Rabbanim, what do they argue? Hanulav kli umnes ninu. They hold that's not called kliyumnis, the yoke over the animals, that's not called part of his like a craftsman, the tools. El nechasimino, that's not called property that he owns. It's not the actual plow that he's actually working with. So if come hold that you wouldn't be able to leave over wouldn't be able to leave over the yoke. If he had one type, so if he only had one sewer, so what's the harm? Why should we sell one of the axes to give him another sewer? Well, it says, since he was able to work, do his carpentry with one sewer, now also should be enough to have one sewer. Like, what's the harm? We should sell an axe to give him another sewer. So Moses says, yes. Madatam, I would have thought to say, until now, to have Ilele Shule, he had a lot of axes. So if he wanted to, he could have lent somebody an axe and get back a sewer. So he could borrow sewers equal. Having Mushtule, people would not have backed him. But has to the Lek of the Mashle, now they're taking away all his axes. They're only leaving over two. So he can't lend out any axes. Maybe Lai, so now we won't be able to borrow a sewer from somebody. So maybe he can't manage now, so we should have to let him have at least two sewers. That's Kamashtula, no. And Lamai says, since he managed until now with only one sewer, even though he was able to borrow, but so what? If he really, really would have needed it, he would have bought another one. Since he didn't buy another one, Mashm, he could manage the way he is. Therefore, we only let him keep one sewer and two axes. Yeah. Then it says, HaMakdish Es Nechosev, if he's Makdish all his property, so Malon Loi Tefillin. The Tefillin is also Chal Hegdishon, just we let him buy it back from Hegdish. Well, says the Hugarba, there was a man, Dizav Ninu Lenichse. He sold his property, and in the property was his tefillin also. So the question is the tefillin part of the sale, or do we say no, he meant to leave it over for himself? So Osla came with Rav Yehima, he came in front of Rav Yehima. Omalu, he said like this, Sliku le tefillin mai. Like, is the tefillin included in the sale or not? So, Omalu, Sliku le tefillin, yes. Like, the tefillin is included. Rashi says, Chotzo le tefillin miroshay, mean he told the person, take your tefillin off, like if you sold all your property, so you sold your tefillin also, and you can't use them until you buy them back, redeem them. That's what he told him. So Amalu, he said, Slikul tefillin, take off your tefillin. So Moses says, my kumash, what's your chiddush? Like, what was the shaila here? Mas nisna, that's a mishnah, that it says, ha-makdish nechos, so somebody's makdish is property, so it says, malon lo tefillin, that a tefillin of is also hegdish. So you see, you are makdish your tefillin as part of your property. So if you sell somebody all your property also, you also mean to sell your tefillin. So pshita, you have to buy it back from the person. So Mer says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, hosamu disova mitzvah kavidna. When the person is being makdish his property, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah by being makdish it. Therefore he includes everything, even the tefillin. When a person goes to sell his property, mitzvah the gufa lezovin inish. I would have thought to say a person doesn't sell the mitzvahs that he needs for himself. Like maybe his tefillin he does not sell. So I would have thought to say it's not part of the sale. Yes, kamashmu nas bechidish yes. But lemaita, since you said you're selling all your property, so your tefillin is also called part of the property. So you can only use it if you buy it back. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, echad hamakdish nechosiv, whether you makdish your property, v'yechad hamarach atzmoi, or whether somebody is marach, says he has a chiv to give his erchin to hegdish, is ein loy buksus ishtoi v'lo buksus bono. So a person that was makdish is nechosim, so you should know it's not included in the nechosim, not his wife's property. He can't take anything of his wife's clothing, and not ksus bono, not his children's clothing. That's not part of his. As when you makdish, it's only makdish of what belongs to you, but not what belongs to your wife or belongs to your children. For loy b'tseva shetzava l'shmon, not if you had some clothing or wool that was dyed for their purpose. You would dye this begodim l'shem ishtoi. So Chiddush says, even though they didn't wear it yet, but since you had it dyed l'shem them, it's not considered yours anymore. Therefore, you only makdish what belongs to you and not these things. Also not new shoes that you bought for them, for your wife or for your children. Now, Afo Pishom, even though we said, Avodim Nimkorim Beksusim, that an Eved, he is sold with his clothing on, Lishvach, to make him worth much more. So they used to dress up their Avodim to make them look nice, in order that people should want to buy them and they'll be worth more. Shim Tilokach Loiksus Bishlashim Dinner, because if you buy him clothing to put on him worth 30 dinar, Meshubach Mono, people will spend $100 like business here. It's worth it for you to spend $30 to get him a nice suit, and therefore be much more expensive than people buying for $100. Even though that's one svara, the same thing with Chain Porra, the same thing if you want to sell your cow. If you wait until you can sell it in the big marketplace, you'll get a better price. Mishubachasi, it's worth much more over there. V'chein, the same thing, Magolius. Let's say you have a diamond over here. In Malanois Lekrach, if you'd wait until you sell it in a krach in the main city, Mishubachasi, it'd be worth much more. So Shalos, what does Hegdish do right now? This person was Makdish his Nechosim. So he's Makdish this pearl. Like, how much money is the Mechuyev to give to Hegdish for it? So the Kral, the Mishnah says, Ein lehegdish elo mekayme b'shaitai. We don't wait and do these things to make the property worth more for Hegdish, but we value the way it's worth right now, mekaymei and b'shaitai, in its own place, and at this time right now, and we sell it the way it's worth right now. That's the Kral of Hegdish. The Rashi says, it means, Ein lehegdish elo mekaymei means magolis, you have this pearl. You only value how much it's worth here, right now, in this place. Well, v'shaita means right now also, this time, it's like the Eved and the Parah. We're marach how much it's worth right now, and we don't wait and say we get more. Rashi says, negay, if a person was marach, made an erchon upon himself, he has the chiyuv to give. So now, Bezdin takes away his property. So Bezdin sees how much this Parah, or how much this Eved is worth here, right now. Let's say it's only worth $30 here, right now. So Bezdin says he has the chiyuv to give the $30. Even though what he could do now is, if he's smart, he'll borrow money from somebody, $30, and pay up the chayiv now, and he'll wait himself to sell it or to get a better price later. But Hegdish, that's the call Hegdish, Ein Hegdish Elo Mekoyma, it's place right now, the shite of the time right now. Turn around like this, the Braisa, it says, V'noson es erkecho, v'yoymu, you pay up your erkin at that day. So we dash and b'yem u'min shelo yishor magolis lekalim. We don't wait with your pearls. Lekalim Rashi says, Lodom kal voni. If you have a poor person that was marach himself, and he only has this magolis, so the gizba does not wait to sell it till it comes to a big krach and get a lot of money for it, but rather we value how much it's worth here right now. And according to the value that it's worth here right now, that's how much this person has to pay to Hegdish. That's called Shlo Yishor Magolis Lekalim. We don't leave over the Magolis, this pearl, for a poor person that has to sell it right now. We value how much it's worth right now. Then we dash in the Pasim Stam Enzof and says Kodesh Lashem. So we dash near the means Stam Hegdeshes Lebetigabayis. Stam, when you mark this something, if you say it's Stam, you mean Lebetigabayis. Stam, if you mark this your house, you mark this a chair, you mean to be mark this ship Lebetigabayis. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Ein magdishin lefnei hayovel pochus b'shteishonim. That's supposed to be magdish esteachuz of your field. If you have a field that you yashin from your father, so you should not be magdish it less than 2 years after yovel. Like you should wait till 2 years after yovel. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what it means to say. Ein magdishin lefnei hayovel pochus b'shteishonim. Oh, this go before yovel. Like you shouldn't be magdish your field a year before yovel. But you do it only at least this 2 years before Yovel. For loy goyalin achra Yovel, and if you won't makdish your field right after Yovel, so you can't redeem your field back from Hegdish, tochus mishonachas. You have to wait at least 1 year. That's when you could redeem it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what we're talking about. Then the Mishnah says, Ein mechashvin chadoshim lehegdish. We don't count a month or the months of the year for Hegdish. Meaning to say, there are certain halachas which year of Yovel you makdish it, and which year you plunder it. So we go boss for a complete year. If a few months went by, that doesn't mean anything. You still go boss for the last year. It only changes when a full year goes by, like we'll see in the Gemara. But just if half a year went by, that means nothing. So it's called Ein Mechashrin Chadosh Hegdish. We don't care about the months that pass by for Hegdish, for redeeming something for Hegdish, but it's totally on the complete year. Aval Hegdish Mechashim Chadoshim. But Hegdish itself, they are Mechashim Chadoshim. They themselves would. Whereas if by deducting the months, there'll be a Rebach, Hegdish will gain on the deal, like we're saying, going to Nisharu Achnev, with leftover to Shnasa Yovel. Let's say, until Yovel, there's a year and a half left over. So therefore, if you don't take off from the, we'll see in the Gemara, we don't take off, so when it's a gain for Hegdish, then we say for the gain for Hegdish, then we do. That's called, Hegdish Mechashiv Kadoshim, but Hegdish for their gain, they could count the months for a full year. We'll see in the Gemara. The other Gemara says, so our Mishnah says, watch, you not Makdish a field before Yovel, unless there are 2 years to go. Or a minute, we'll have a question, the Gemara says. It says clearly, Magdish, and you're allowed to be Makdish your field, even a Stei Achuza, a field that you yashin from your father. It says clearly, Magdishin, Bein Lifnei HaYovel, Bein Liyachar HaYovel, even when you're doing it right before Yovel, Mashm, even right before, you don't have to wait 2 years before. Or even the year right after Yovel. Uvishnasa Yovel Atzmol HaYakdish, but the year of Yovel itself, then you should not be Makdish in Echosim. The Yim Hikdish, let's say you were Makdish your fields on Yovel, so ain't a Kedusha. It's not Chal the Kedusha at all. The Akoponim at the Stira, our Mishnah says you should not be Makdish it, unless there's 2 years to go to Yovel. And here it's a Mashm, the year before Yovel, you could be Makdish it. It only says on Yovel itself you should not be Makdish it. So my answer is, Rav and Shmuel, the Amrit of Ayah, both Rav and Shmuel both say, the Mishnah means like this, a magdishin ligoyel, the giroyin prokos mishnei shonim. If you magdish your fields right before yovel, you don't have the right to redeem it back with giroyin. Giroyin means, we know by Esther Chuz we had before, when you magdish your field, let's say right after yovel. So if you want to redeem it back, the Torah says with 50 shkolim, you can redeem back the big shetach of a chaymer soirim. That's because every year, like you makdish it until the next Yovel. Yovel goes out. Yovel comes back to you, Stei Achuza. So it sounds like every year it's worth one shekel like. So let's say you wait 4 or 5 years later and then you redeem it. So when you redeem it 4 or 5 years less, you redeem it not for 50, but for 46. Like every year left to go, you take off one shekel. So if you makdish a field, let's say right 2 years before Yovel, and then you redeem it back, so you only have to pay 2 shkolim, that's all, there's only 2 more years to go. So when do we say you have this habit of taking off and only paying for how many years are left? That's if there's at least 2 more years to go. But let's say you're makdish it the year right before Yovel, and then you want to redeem it, so avada, the hegdish is chal, and you could redeem it, but then you'll have to pay the full price of 50 shkolim. You'll not have any you won't have any deduction from the years to go. That's what Rav Shmuel says. Again, a magdishin ligu, you don't have a din hegdish on it that you could redeem it be girua with deductions unless pachas mishnei shonim, unless you have at least 2 more years to go to hegdish. Now, the chivon the a magdishin ligu be girua pachas mishnei shonim, since the locher is if you magdish the field like a year before hegdish, before yovel, and then you're going to want to redeem it back, you're going to have to pay 50 shkolim. So the Gemara Taka says that Yeyodim Chas on the Chos, a person should have Rachmonis like on his own property. And therefore, Vial Yaktish, Prochus Mishnei Shonim, he should not do this. Like, you shouldn't waste your money like. Should serve, even though you're giving it to Hegdish, but good, if you want to get stuck, get stuck. But if you, the Gemara is telling you, be a Chocham. Like, if you want to be Makdish your field and you plan to redeem it back, so make sure you do this with at least 2 years before Yovel. So then, when you redeem it, you redeem it back with Giroin, you only have to pay according to how many years are left to Yovel, only 2 shkolim. But if you redeem it back the year right before Yovel, if you first makdish it the year, or within a year and a half before Yovel, then when you redeem it, you'll have to pay 50 shkolim. So the Mishnah Gemara tells you, don't do that, don't like waste your money. Itma, we learn like this. Because the pshat nis is, we dash in psukim. Was the Bohavling more later. Rashi also brings down and says, V'yimachra yev v'yaktish dey v'chishiv loy v'nigra mi'erkecho. So we dash this mashma 2 years it has to be, not less than 2 years. Yeah. Rashi said, But Pesach Vayikra says, "Al pi hashanim hanoisorus, how many years are left over? V'nigra o miyat shanim shtayim, there has to be at least 2 years left over. So the longer there's 2 years left over, then the pasuk says al pi hashana manesoris that you could redeem it with this deduction. But if there's not 2 years left over, you don't have the deduction. Now the Gemara says it, but not like this. Ha makdish sadeh, some is makdish his field. Vishna sayevel atzman yevel itself. So Rav Alma Kedusha, Takachal Kedusha, for Noisin Chamishim, if you want to redeem it, you have to pay 50 shkolim. Shmuel Alma Eina Kedusha Kolik is not Chal Kedusha at all. On Yev, you can't be Makdashit. So Maskev Lo Rab Yosef. Bishle Mulen Yimichir, we have a Machlok, is about Michir, if you could sell your property on Yevel. There it's good. The Polik Shmuel Alay, the Rav, that Shmuel argues in Rav and says it's not Chal. Why? Because the Ikla Meimah, there we understand Shmuel Svara. Why, if you sell your property on Yovel, it's not Chal, there's no sale. Because it's a Kal V'chayma. Omar Mechura Kvar. If you sold your property right from before Yotza, it goes out on Yovel. If so, Asher, Shein Mechura, you didn't sell it yet. Ein Adin Shleit Yimachu, isn't it a Svara that you cannot sell your property on Yovel itself? So there we understand Shmuel, why an owner, or Shnei Achuza, cannot sell it to somebody else on Yovel. Is this? Like if you makdish your property, it doesn't go back to you on Yovel. It goes to the Kahanim, you don't get it back. So why can't you be makdish your property on Yovel? For your Tanan, we learned like this. If you makdish your property, and Higiya Yovel, it comes Yovel, and the Bailam did not buy it back, we're not praising it. So Locharis Kahanim, it goes automatically to the Kahanim. It does not go back to the owner. Yud holds that the Kahanim have to redeem it. And the Chanami, it's not like Yotzal Chulun completely, it's still Hegdish, just the Kahanim have the right to buy it. So Moin says, Shmuel that holds that the Hegdish is not Chal at all, if you makdish a field on Yovel, holds Krab Shimon really, holds like Krab Shimon. The Yom Rab Shimon holds like this, Nechosim, the Yom Nechosim, Nechnosim Leinoistim. He holds that at Yovel, the property goes to the Kahanim, and they do not have to pay money for it. So if so, Yovel is also called the Yitziyah. Like when you makdish your property, if you don't redeem it back, so by Yovel it goes out free to the Kahanim. So you see, therefore, Shmuel has a Kal V'chayma. If you have your property, you makdish before, on Yovel now it goes out free to the Kahanim, so if so, for sure you can't be makdish your property on Yovel itself. That's Shmuel's Svara. But Rav holds